Blog Talk Radio.
Good morrow, and welcome back to the realm. I am epic fantasy author J.V. Hilliard, your friendly neighborhood scribe, and for those marking their first adventure into the realm, this is my vast and sweeping domain where I will feature a variety of creatives on a weekly basis that specialize in a plethora of art forms. And as always, if you'd like to hear more about me and my stuff, the epic and dark fantasy books that I write, check me out at jvhilliard.com or follow me at jvhilliardbooks on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. You can also find me on Discord and Facebook just as JV Hilliard. So as we reach out here tonight into the witching hour, let me cast my message spell and take control of the magical airways of Log Talk Radio. And again, for you D&D nerds out there, that the duration of my transmutation magic is about 30 minutes. So set your sundials to that, and let's enter the realm together. Today we are chronicling the adventures of Jay Rizzio, the CEO of Melderverse, which is an augmented and virtual reality video game company. So if you're a fan of RPG games or POV shooter games, you're going to love talking to Jay. Jay, well met, and welcome to the realm.
Thanks, JV. Much appreciated.
Yeah, well, hey, look, tell us a little bit about Melderverse and where you got started and where the company is and what you guys are doing.
Yeah, so we're kind of on the doorstep of the next evolution of the internet, using a bunch of different technologies, such as augmented reality and virtual reality, to create a whole new breed of web-based interfaces and interactions. And really, we kind of look at it as the immersive generation that is up and coming. And so Melderverse's goal is to be that social platform that integrates augmented reality to create that layer of content and games and other digital interactions over real-life environments to create immersive experiences.
So what inspired you to create the company? It sounds like you went down the path of looking at the next-gen internet stuff, but where did the idea come from, and why were you so impassioned to start the company?
So it's probably a couple years now over Christmas break, and it was really getting into the virtual reality, playing around with a couple different headsets and different interfaces. And as much as a power user as I am of technology, and, dates back probably to the late 90s where I was, using my dial-up, playing in some, virtual reality worlds. And, looking back, those things were so archaic compared to now. But, been around the block when it came to that stuff, and it really just hit me. I was like, I don't know if mainstream consumers are really ready for this. You always have your power users that are doing that, and a portion of your gamers. But there's so much power to utilizing certain technologies, and I thought there had to be a way that we can kind of meld the digital and physical worlds together and be mainstream. And everyone has, a phone, a smartphone, and there's lots that could be done using augmented reality with that. The makers of Pokemon Go, Niantic, they're really the OGs of augmented reality and set the stage for, making some of that stuff mainstream. And I thought, there's probably some things that we can do with this in a new way, and over the next 3 to 5 years, really take advantage of that window of opportunity.
Well, you used the term meld a couple of times already, and obviously it's in the name, Melderverse, and I'm assuming that's a play on metaverse. But, for those of my listeners who are obviously sci-fi and fantasy geeks, many of us also play AR and VR games. Explain how Melderverse is going to work once it's launched in full, and what future gamers can expect.
Yeah, really, our goal is to kind of take any and all real-life environments and turn them into some type of interaction, game, or experience. So we have these things called Melder Crates that essentially you can use the camera on your phone to drop them in any environment. So you can be in your living room, and a crate will drop in the middle of the room, and you click on it, and out comes a handful of different virtual items. And it could be something like your book that appears there, and you can click on that and learn more about it. And if you collect X number of your books, you know, you may get some type of reward for it. So our goal really is to, you know, build out these experiences around these AR and virtual objects and have those be available to be used just to collect because they're fun, or have some type of utility where you're getting rewards at some type of brand or retailer. Or it may be an item that you could essentially use within some type of role-playing or video game.
So are the items tradable like they are? I mean, like sort of, because I'm picturing this as sort of like bubblegum cards, right? Like I'm collecting these things, but I'm keeping them in my e-wallet. Can I trade them to other players so that we can build our own stacks or our own hands in that way, like Magic the Gathering? Or, you know, like you said, I know a lot of these things sounds like they could be redeemed in the real world, but how is that going to work? Can I trade them with it? Do they have it like a value outside of the game?
Yeah, absolutely. So our in-game currency is called Melder Coins. You can go to a marketplace and you can purchase items that either we or the brands and retailers that we partner with put up there, or the creators, users, you know, the melders throughout the community can put their items up there as well. So say someone collects, you know, five shards of metal for the Realm of Warminster, they could put up up there for sale, or they may barter and trade with another user within the community. And, you know, maybe you have something that I want, and you know, we kind of you know, figure out what's the best swap.
So, are there going to be opportunities for early adopters here? I know that many of the listeners tonight do play games. You know, they're all gamers, whether they're, you know, me like a role playing game guy, or there are going to be video game guys out there. You know, what, you know, when does the product launch? When can they buy in for early adoption? Because I'm seeing this as sort of like a Madden game where if you can either earn more points where you can level up, or you can also buy your way into creating a pretty monster character.
Yeah, so we're in the process of hopefully launching by the end of this year. And in the meantime, you can go to melderverse.com and sign up for a free account, which you'll get some Melder coins as well when you sign up. And our goal here over the next couple of months is to start introducing some features through the mobile web where you could – that will drop items that you could get for free, or that you may purchase because you have some Melder coins. And really we look at that as kind of like the collection and acquisition phase for the early adopters. So we're going to be dropping some pretty cool things with various brands and, you know, retail partners and other creators, you know, such as yourself with the Realm of Warminster. You know, so that way people can kind of acquire some of the early items, some rare items, some things that they'll probably will never drop again. And our goal will be that at some point here by the end of the year, then you'll be able to actually put those to some type of use. So if you're collecting certain items that can be redeemed for some type of rewards, you can use it within a game, or you're just collecting it because it's pretty cool. You know, there's things that you can collect and, you know, take pictures with it, or, you know, place it in your house somewhere and or your environment and interact with it.
You know, AR and VR is still early in its development. You talked about the next generation internet. And, you know, I think it's becoming more and more prevalent. We see it now in bars and restaurants. We see it with QR codes and it calling something up on your phone. But, you know, have you run into obstacles with folks trying to figure out how to adopt it? I mean, are people like, you know, I'm not ready for that, or I don't get that? Or did the Pokemon Go experience that people had 6 or 7 years ago open the door to AR? Because I know that VR has had its hiccups over the last few years. Have you seen any obstacles to adoption to these kind of games as opposed to me sitting there with my PlayStation?
Yeah, I think anything new always has some type of obstacle, right? You know, it's taken, you know, it took a few years for people really to kind of latch on to initial augmented reality applications and understand their true application. But like you said, I think, you know, Pokemon Go laid a tremendous groundwork for that. So, you know, there's a certain, you know, set of users that are already familiar with it. And I also think the introduction of web AR, so, you know, you still use your device's camera, but you're using your browser instead of downloading an app to see things. So it's a lighter weight experience when it comes to layering content through your phone and using your camera. But it kind of introduces you to different experiences where then it kind of sucks you in and says, oh, okay, you know, I really enjoyed that mini experience. Now I want to enjoy, you know, a fuller, more comprehensive experience. And, you know, there's lots of technology that can be used within the mobile app that kind of, you know, somewhat far exceeds some of the web AR.
In a variety of different ways. So, are you there?
You know what? You went blank for a little bit there. I heard it was a variety of different ways.
Oh, what I was saying is it sounds, sorry about that. Is there it sounds to me like this game is on the precipice of like a Ready Player One of experience where you're creating this Melderverse where folks are going to be able to go take their avatars into individual games and walk from one game to another and earn things. Is that where you see this thing going? Or are we that close to an oasis?
I think we're still a little ways off to, you know, what Spielberg and Ready Player One portrayed, but I think that there are elements of that were you know, fast approaching, right? So we look at every single thing that is in the world right now as a potential opportunity to layer some type of augmented reality content on top of that, right? So you can go to your favorite restaurant or bar, and while you're there, because the technology knows that you're at that specific geographic location, you may be able to initiate games and applications and experiences and items that you can only get there. And while you're there, you know, maybe you're outside in the parking lot and you use your phone, and in the sky you can play a game. But again, you can only play that while you're there. So there's opportunity for you to kind of take these items and things that you have in your inventory and use them across different things. So I may get a crate drop in my house and there's some type of item that I can take then to a sports arena or a stadium. And because I own it and then I go to that event, then something else unlocks as well. So there's a lot of cross-pollination opportunities when it comes to these items and there's games. And I think, you know, it's kind of just the tip of the iceberg of, you know, what we could possibly do with that.
So it sounds to me like this has a lot of commercial viability too. It's just not within a gaming space. Like you can take it and if you're Dave and Buster's and create a game out of it, and people can be playing it in their home and end up finding their way into the Melderverse there, or vice versa, or the Melderverse finds their way into a Melderverse player finds their way into a Dave and Buster's. It's almost like you're moving from you're taking the thrill of playing a video game and putting a commercial wrap around it. Is that what you're trying to do with Melderverse, or are you really trying to stay close to the game side?
No, I think our goal really is to kind of gamify a lot of different consumer type of activities. And when we look at kind of the brands and retailers, we really want to empower them to use this technology in the Melderverse platform to increase their brand engagement, increase foot traffic, and also increase buyer activation. So you may get something in your home, which then leads you to participate or go to, you know, some type of venue or location, or vice versa. When you're there, you can earn points and whatnot for a later date and time and take something. You know, for instance, if you go to, a Subway to capture an item, maybe it's some type of sword, and then now you can take that and use that in the realm of Warminster when you're sitting on your couch or laying in bed at night.
So, you know, in my head, I have you sitting around like with a supercomputer in your basement. Are you doing this coding alone? Do you've got a team? You know, how are you putting all this stuff together? Because it sounds like you need a bunch of high-powered, you know, coders or techies as part of the Melderverse team. Is that right, or how's it come together for you?
Yeah, I mean, we have a very skilled and comprehensive team of, you know, traditional technologists, as well as, you know, looking at things with augmented reality, virtual reality, AI. So yeah, you know, kind of when it comes to any technology, nothing's off the table at this point. We want to innovate as much as possible. And, you know, this is just the beginning of, you know, of our team and of the company. You know, I anticipate, you know, some rather significant growth over the next couple of years with our platform externally and internally.
So you mentioned web applications and you know, the opportunity to move this into, you know, like a web app. I mean, do you plan on launching your own app soon? Like, when can we expect to be able to download a Melderverse app?
Yeah, I expect us to be kind of out of beta and ready to go by December for both iOS and Android.
Man, that's quick. That's real quick. Now, are you funding this yourself? Are you going out on the street? Are you finding money from early adopters, all of the above? Or how are you financing the growth of the company?
Yeah, all of the above, right? You know, we're at a rather interesting time, I think, when it comes to society and the economy and, you know, and business. And you can't have all your eggs in one basket. So, you know, we're talking with VCs, we're talking with private investors, we're generating revenue on our own, we're working with strategic partners, you know, so it's the entire gambit of opportunities for us to bring in the right resources and dollars that we need to grow.
Now, I know this for a fact, you're not a Gen Z guy, but how do you get people that are millennials and Gen Xers to adopt this technology? I think that you've got the Gen Alphas and the Gen Zs. They're not going to know a world without this kind of experience. But how are you marketing to an older generation to get them to try something that they haven't done before?
Yeah, I think so. You know, portions of what we're doing, you know, kind of exist in other types of behaviors, right? People belong to loyalty programs already, where they're gathering points and redeeming them for things. You know, people, you know, have, you know, back to the Groupon craze of, you know, purchase some type of, you know, offer and had it in their wallet or their cart, and they had to show the coupon to get it at the retailer or, you know, the location. So I think, you know, it's not too far off from a behavior standpoint. I think we're just kind of layering in a new realm of interactions and gamification. And, you know, everyone likes to be entertained. So we really want to just kind of take some of the existing consumer behaviors and layer on some new interactions and utilize something that, you know, almost everyone has a smartphone. So I think, you know, I think there'll be adoption across the board of all ages.
Yeah, you know, you're right about the smartphone. It gives everybody a tether. It's stuck to their side, and everyone has it at all times. So, you know, they'll be able to use it without walking around with clunky, you know, goggles on, like you see in the VR stuff. People aren't wearing those out just yet. But do you see the adoption of the new stuff that's coming down from Apple here in the next year as the next step towards the proliferation of Melderverse, the game, the usage of that kind of technology in public?
Yeah, I think that, you know, as we set the foundation for Melderverse and our ecosystem, and we're building out, you know, a huge library of various inventories and items and games and whatnot, we'll be really set for us to expand to those other devices when they hit the mainstream. You know, the Oculuses and the Apple's you know, Vision device and the others, you know, they're not Ready Player One, where they're, you know, walking around and doing things, you know, outside. They're really kind of stuck to, you know, a stationary spot. So we will make sure that we will take some of our interactions and apply them to the new devices as they continue to go mainstream. And, you know, hopefully someday a technology company will figure out how to have some type of glasses that people can walk around with, and it doesn't really kind of impede in their everyday life, and they can still get some interaction with the AR layer as well.
If you fast forwarded 3 years or 5 years, where is Melderverse going to be? Like, if you could script the perfect ending and where you want to be, What's that look like for Jay Rizzio?
Well, for me personally, I hope you know that we've done a good enough job where we've built up the company that you know could get acquired. But regardless of that, whether acquisition or not, I know I hope that we have ingrained the Meldaverse platform into the consumer's everyday lives and provided some type of value, whether it's entertainment, you know, playing some games or collecting items or whatnot, or some type of utility with the brands and retailers. So no matter, you know, where you go, there's some type of Meldaverse interaction that occurs.
All right. Well, look, you know, we're coming to the end of our time. We only have about 8 more minutes here to go, and I want to move you into the lightning round, have a little bit of fun with you. So I know we talked a lot of business. We also talked a lot of fun tech, but I'm going to just throw a couple of questions at you, you know, one-word questions, one-sentence questions, and expect something like a one-word answer or a one-sentence answer back. So let's run through a list of these. So let me know when you're ready, and we'll go into the lightning round.
All right. So not a War and Peace novel answer. Just something short.
Yeah, something sweet and short. And if you throw me off, I'm going to stop you, and we'll go into it a little bit. But tell me when you're ready, and I'll put you on the clock here.
All right, let's do it.
All right, man. All right, so the first question I have for you is, do you have a ritual when you're getting ready to sit down and code and make the next thing? Do you have a favorite drink, a food, a song you put on, or what's the Jay Rizzio ritual to get you in the mood to move Meldaverse forward?
Blasting music.
What kind of music?
Oh, well, you wanted it short, man. All right. So, yeah, I mean, I'll throw, you know, my family will get annoyed because I'll just close a room and blast my music, and I'll go on Spotify, and I'll have multiple different lists depending on my mood for the day. So I'll just blast it up and just get super focused on what I'm working on.
Are we talking like metal here? Are we talking Beastie Boys? What are we talking?
What's on your
playlist, man?
Yeah. Probably everything but heavy metal, right? Like in country used to be, you know, not so much fun, but I think mainstream country's got a little bit better. So, you know, I like the 90s rock, you know, an alternative. I'll go into some, you know, rap and hip hop. I'll throw out some Nashville country. Depends on my mood for the day.
So, all right, well, you know, look, you're an eclectic palate then, right?
Put it
that way. So that's cool. So another quick question at you. Have you ever been to a point where you were at a breaking point and almost wanted to walk away from the project? And if you were, what was it and why?
Sure. I think everyone hits, you know, some type of breaking point because, you know, nothing worth doing is easy these days. You know, probably a good 6-8 months ago, you know, when the financial markets kind of, you know, because we're trying to create the next generation, you know, generational platform, we need dollars in the door to make that happen from funders. So, you know, things could be challenging at times, but I kind of look at the bigger picture and say this is too good not to keep fighting to make this, you know, a reality.
So do you have a celebration dance when this thing finally launches in December? I mean, you got to smoke a stogie, you're going to take a, you know, crack open a bottle of champagne, you got to do a, you know, like a end zone dance. I mean, what's your celebration dance going to look like?
Oh, man. So, I'll probably throw on some dance music for sure, shock on a couple beers, and maybe hang out with some people and play some beer pong.
All right. So, I know you're a dad, and for the sake of full disclosure, I know that, you know, that you love dad jokes. I can't stand dad jokes, but I am going to say that I'm going to give you a chance to tell us tonight your best dad joke. So don't go for some cheap one. Get something to make me laugh out loud. Now, that's going to be hard, but I'm opening the door wide open for you. I'm letting you punch me in the face. Give me your best dad joke.
Oh, man, you really put me on the spot. I'm just going to go with an oldie but a goodie. Why did Tigger stick his head in the toilet? Because he was looking for poop.
Oh. So on the
you wanted it
on the groan scale from 1 to 5, that's a 5 groaner, man. I don't even if you think that's an oldie but goodie. Oh my god! I mean, do kids these days even know who Tigger and Pooh are? I mean, you've got kids. You've got young kids, right? Do they know who
Tim
Yeah,
I mean, they, well, that, yeah, they're a little, they're, you know, they're tainted. They've heard that joke many times.
Oh, okay. Look, hey, if that was your best, I'm glad I don't like
that. I don't
that.
Know if it was my best, but it was just one off the top of my head, you know, put me on the spot there.
All right. Well, hey, one last question before I let you go. If you had to choose a Jay Rizzio mascot, like some sort of spirit animal or avatar for yourself, when you go into your own Melderverse and you create your own avatar for you, what is that going to be?
Oh, man. That's a good one. You know what? I kind of dig it's by that, and I'm probably going to botch the name of it. It's an Argus Marguerite. He painted the bowler hat guy has the apple in front of his face with the bowler hat. I think something like that, if you kind of techie that out and make that kind of like a robot, I think that would kind of be my avatar.
Does the apple thing play in because you like apple, or is it just because of the picture? The
no,
actual art
part
form?
Of the yeah, that was the art. The art.
Well, look, Jay, thank you very much for coming on The Realm tonight. We appreciate having you on. Real interesting conversation. If anybody follows up that wants to be an early adopter, wants to be an investor, I'll let you know. But thanks again for coming on, and I will, as we come to the end of the duration of my message spell here, I could feel the magic fading from my wizardly eyes. But before we leave, I wanted to thank you one more time for coming on and letting me conjure you up into the realm, even if it was only for a short time. Tell everyone where they can find you and where they can get engaged with Melderverse.
Yeah, just simply go to melderverse.com, MelderVerse.com. Much appreciated.
Great. No problem, Jay. And thanks again. And to our followers and listeners tonight, thanks again for lending us your ear today. And until next time, I am JV Hilliard, and may your gods go with you.